Welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, James the Fat Man Stevens,
hello,
and the horse with no name, Brian Preston. So, was that a giggle?
It was a light chuckle.
He was convulsing and throwing up in his mouth.
So, I guess I'll set the tone for the show. This is probably a really bad idea, but this made me laugh. So, Maria Shriver.
She's not dead?
Fuck, here we go.
Yeah, I'm just going to go right into it, because this made me laugh pretty good.
She was dead.
This was a Ben Shapiro tweet back to her. Her comment was, and this was about the Kavanaugh thing, she said, "Oh my God, this is every woman's nightmare. This is terrifying image."
Hold on, you might want to explain this for the listening audience.
What about Kavanaugh? Or what I'm about to read?
About what you're talking about here.
We have listeners?
Who might not be aware of.
So, if you're not aware, Kavanaugh, I don't know actually how to say his name, but he's a guy going for the Supreme Court. He's currently in a lifetime position in a lower court, and he's being accused of rape. And the only reason I'm bringing it up, because this
is sexual assault.
I thought it was rape.
Yeah, it was sexual assault.
Sexual assault. And this was probably the coldest burn any sort of political level I've ever seen. I mean, you'll see, because it's actually about you'll hear. It's actually about one of her relatives. And Ben Shapiro's comment, who's one of the more intelligent, conservative-leaning podcasters, hosts that you'll hear, his comment was, "Every woman's nightmare is being trapped in the back of a sinking car, gasping for air, I'd imagine. Did you ask your uncle about that?" Her uncle is Ted Kennedy. Look up Chappaquiddick.
Yeah.
That is the best burn I've ever seen on anything regarding politics. I mean, am I wrong?
Not really necessarily a burn if it's truth, I guess, you know?
Yeah, but I would have never thought of that just because, okay, that's really screwed up.
Well, yeah, it is really screwed up. I mean,
so it took a short Jewish lawyer just to say, fuck it. What? He's short, he's Jewish, and he's a lawyer, so he's actually a practicing Jew.
Right.
He wears the yarmulke.
You could wear a yarmulke.
I'd have to pin it down with my curly hair.
Well, that's why they actually come with little pins.
Oh, really? That I didn't know. I was thinking like one of those.
You really don't know that?
I was thinking.
How the hell did you not know that?
I never thought about it, because I was thinking, you know, I'd have to use one of those big old hat pins, like the 18th century.
I mean, you're not as bad as our other co-host that goes to Temple and steals them.
Look, they haven't been at a dispenser, okay?
but
they expect them back.
Oh, wait, because I was
thinking. They're Jewish. You think they're going to give something away for free?
I mean, it was
candy thing. See, you could just take a piece of candy and eat it.
See, that's what I was expecting. I was expecting if they had them like a big stack, you put in like a, you know, your change and pearl the thing and out drops a. Because I had no idea. I've never actually, I've always wanted to go
You think they have yarmulke dispensers?
Yeah. What I mean, because when you told me the story originally, I'm like, oh, hey, cool, they have dispensers. I mean, I really don't know.
Well, they have dispensers basically for the non-Jews. They go in there to, you
the
know, for temple for one reason or another. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own fucking yarmulke.
Hey, this is
usually they're a little nicer than the ones that come out of the dispenser. You know, I've seen like leather ones embroidered with like Harley Davidson and shit. It's fucking hilarious.
That actually, wow, I'm kind of surprised by that, actually. I don't know why. There's advertising.
Oh, dude, I've seen embroidery on all types of different yarmulkes. I mean, real nerdy shit, real specific things. I saw a Zelda Triforce on there once.
Really? I'm actually not surprised by that. I'm kind of wondering if, you know, at some point you'll see a Hooters ad on one.
Maybe.
See, I didn't actually. It's one of my goals in my life at some point. Next time I go to LA, is to go to temple.
Just to go to the synagogue.
I think it'd be cool to see in person and just actually sit down and
some
talk
are
to somebody.
Pretty cool. I mean, the ones in Beverly Hills are really nice. I mean, you can get some really.
I mean, if you really want the experience, you got to go to the Simon J. Wiesenthal Museum.
Because I think that'd be cool. Because when I went to France, I got to go to Notre Dame and in some of the cathedrals and stuff in England, and so it's just amazing. So I don't know. I think
for those of you unaware out there, by the way, the Simon J. Wiesenthal Museum is the Holocaust Museum here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, that I didn't know. Really? I mean, I knew there was one, but I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, AKA the Museum of Tolerance.
There is one in D.C. too, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
Is it D.C. or New York? I thought it was in New York.
Because I thought there was one in D.C. on the Mall.
Oh, okay. I think I know. Yeah. I think there is one there, too.
Because I'd also love to go to the Bible Museum, just because it looked, from what I've heard about it, looked interesting.
I want to go to the fucking Smithsonian. That's been a lifelong fucking, I don't know about lifelong, but, you know.
I've been to the Air and Space Museum, and I went to the one that had, was it Old Glory and the Hope Diamond? I've been to that, like, partially in that one.
No kidding.
Yeah. Actually, if you guys like art, the one museum you guys got to go to is the Louvre in France. And make sure you have a fucking week, because spending a couple hours in there is not enough.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that, you know, all these different places I've always wanted to go. I mean, I would definitely want to.
Hello?
Well, fine, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, I wouldn't want to sit in the Louvre, you know, sit there and look at friggin' the Mona Lisa for 5 seconds and move along.
And in all honesty, the Mona Lisa and is not that impressive, because coming from the United States, they show it all zoomed up and it looks huge in this amazing painting. It's the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, no, it's not a big canvas.
And when I was there, it was behind like 4 feet of plexiglass. It says, do not take flash photography. There was a class full of young little Asian children taking photos of it.
And that's not even the real one, right?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
It didn't impress me. However, they have some paintings the size of like a super stadium type of thing wall, and it's just this massive, huge painting with insane detail. You look at it and you can see like almost see people's fingerprint. There's so much detail. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, art is. I'm more into. I don't know, like different places, like, you know, just different places. I don't know. I love history. You know what I mean? Actually, what I fucking missed, and I'm pissed about it, they had the Genghis Khan exhibit over here at the Ronald Reagan Library for a while. And they had it here for like 3 months, and I couldn't drag my ass out of my house to go fucking see it. But I don't know. I like the places that were like, oh, this is where that happened. You know what I mean? You know, some place I've always wanted to go was Prague in the Czech Republic, because they have probably the most Gothic style churches there than anywhere else in the world.
Well, because that's
like my favorite kind of architecture of all time.
Because that's when you, anytime there's any like anything like medieval or vampire related, it's always in Prague. Every time. Look at Blade. Half the movie, I swear to God, half the movie's there. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, well, shit. I mean, even. Just that Eastern Bloc in general is just, you know, has that real dark history to it, man.
There's some, I know, because when I went to England and Paris, and basically we were on a tour bus the whole time. So I saw every castle and cathedral between London and Paris. But there's some amazing things. There's a place called, I'm going to butcher it, it's like Mont Saint-Michel. And it's on this little jut of land. Like the lower... the little parking lot actually floods at high tide. And it's a...
Wow.
It looks like a castle. It looks like a storybook castle the way it is. And I think it was a... Not a nunnery. It's... What, I forgot. What do you call it? You know what I'm talking about? It's a monastery. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. There's so many amazing things that they've done. Like, my wife spent some time in Italy, and they still use the Roman aqueducts for drinking water. I mean, that's what delivers a lot of these fountains in some of these cities, is Roman architecture from like 1,000-plus years ago.
Mont de Marsan.
That's fucking awesome.
However you say it.
That thing?
Well, it is me we're talking about, right? I do have an inability to enunciate anything correctly.
I guess it wouldn't be your show if you didn't screw something up.
Yeah, you said Kavanaugh correctly. That's the one that...
Yeah, well, I mean, he's like, I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Well, it's because he's been in the news for the last 3 weeks.
I remarked on it. Like, that's the one he says right. And he's like, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but...
Well, come on. Anytime I've turned on the news to see what's happening in my local area, it's been, and Kavanaugh's, blah, 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 blah. It's like, off.
Yeah.
I haven't even listened to my favorite AM morning show because literally all they've been talking about is him. I'm tired of it.
I still think the whole thing's going to just be he said, she said. That's it. That's all you got. I mean, there's nothing there.
So,
I mean, even the FBI. I mean, why is the FBI investigating? That doesn't make sense either.
Well, they can't try him with anything. Yeah. So my only question, and
whatever,
I've even asked some law enforcement people I know, after 35 years, it really does come down to he said, she said, unless somebody walked in on him and her passed out and the dude's kind of, you know.
I mean, like, were they snapping pictures of it? I mean, that's about what you got. I mean, yeah, documentation.
I mean, I'm not even sure how you even prove that one way or another. Let's skip that. We had a good conversation last week. That's not add to it. Because I don't think we could actually add anything to that conversation.
I'm sure we could, but why? But,
yeah, I think I still know about as much then as I do now, which is just about nothing.
Let me put it this way. I don't think we could add anything healthy to that conversation. I literally think we've, at this point, talked to as much about it as we can.
I mean, I think everybody's talked about as much as they can. I mean, there's no
new
information.
And they're going to continue to ad nauseum.
Anyway, so they put out a movie on Netflix. I still like Netflix. These guys are idiots.
I watch Netflix.
Called, guess what? Guess what they did? They did Gantz, 5 years ago?
Okay.
Bleach.
There's a live action?
There's a live action Bleach show now.
Oh, yeah. I did see show. There was a live action
movie.
Bleach.
It's a movie. Now, I just wanted to see how they dealt with the taking it from animation to live action, and I gotta say they actually did a decent job, surprisingly.
Did they do it better than the live action Rurouni Kenshin?
Yes, that's not that hard to do, actually. And I'm a big Rurouni Kenshin fan, so they did Bleach. Now, I was very curious how they would do the Zanpakutos, which, I mean, I was actually kind of pleasantly surprised, but they only did one transformation, and it was Renji, you know, the guy with the monkey. The final form is his monkey thing, but they only did the secondary.
See, I wanted the one that had that giant, you know, massive knife thing that
he's gonna get there. Now, you know, see, if you can look, that's the big sword from Rookie.
Mm-hmm.
So they only did maybe like the first half of the first season of Bleach. That's as far as they got. They didn't even get to Soul Society. They kind of showed a section of Soul Society, just kind of a little background thing. I want to see them do more.
So the release,
I was kind of disappointed that they didn't really get into much. They even did, the Quincy guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Because this was released in Japan on July 20th, 2018.
Yeah, a couple months ago. They just got put out through Netflix. But I really want them to keep going with it. Because, I mean, they could at least get a 5-part series out of it. I mean, how many episodes was it? Like 600? How many episodes was Bleach? Do you remember? It was something like that. 600 episodes. It was less than Naruto. If you count all the Narutos, but it was more than Rurouni Kenshin, so I know it was like,
Hold on,
something like that. I don't remember. Did you watch much of Bleach, Ryan?
No. I'm pretty sparse in the anime these days.
Basically, Berserk and Hellsing.
I mean, you know, more or less, you know, save a couple of movies here and there, and a couple other random, you know, shows and stuff.
I think it's hard for him to be more of an 366.
Okay, 366.
A lot less than Naruto. Like, I think it's hard for him to, watch more anime than I've seen in my lifetime. But
yeah, I know John wasn't as much into Bleach as I was. I really got into it.
I didn't like it. I never got into it. I was always a Naruto fan, but never really got into Bleach. There's parts of, like, I've actually watched certain fights.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of Bleach clips on YouTube, and I've watched some of the fights. Like, there's an episode where he got the Hollow Mask.
Oh, yeah,
so I've watched one of the fights where he does a couple of transformations in that one.
He partially died in his soul. Anyway, there's a lot of different. I enjoyed it. I wish they would continue with it because I want to see the them actually get into the transformations of the swords and things like that. That was pretty cool. But
depending on how it got reception as Japan, it may do another one. They may not.
I don't know. I didn't see. I watched it today, and I didn't really do much research into it.
Yeah, I didn't really dig the Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah, well, but the thing about the Rurouni Kenshin one is my favorite part of the actual. Well, it wasn't Samurai X. Samurai X was the OVAs. Anyway, they basically did with the Rurouni Kenshin live action. They basically did the OVAs for the.
They did the X.
Yeah, they basically did Samurai X, which is the OVAs of the actual anime, which isn't the whole thing. It's just basically like a summary of
it. It's the beginning, middle, and it's done really quickly.
But I really enjoyed watching in the actual Rurouni Kenshin ones when he like straight up smacks somebody with a freaking backside of a samurai sword. That would literally give you a concussion or break your actual skull how hard he was hitting. And then when they did it in live action, you could tell that the sword wasn't real because it was like bending all wonky and stuff like that because he moves so fast, and that's why it wasn't really it wasn't as good as the anime.
Yeah, I didn't get into the live action. I wasn't really sure why, but it didn't turn me on movie wise. Like I started watching it like 20 minutes later. I'm like, okay, this is just isn't my thing. I wasn't really digging it.
Yeah,
but, which sucks because I like Rurouni Kenshin. I'm waiting for a live action Aurora Battler Dunbine. Considering the first disc of the one I have is like 6.5 hours
Kevin
long.
Kevin Costner's working on that.
Any actor, yeah.
You know, if anybody's going to take a movie and make it that long, Kevin Costner, you're the guy. Johnny Depp,
because that's a pretty weird anime.
Oh, yeah. I don't see Johnny Depp and Kevin Costner getting on the same book at all.
I would watch a movie. I'd want behind the scenes. Just because there's two guys that seem diametrically opposed. There's a guy that seems clean cut, American way, and Johnny Depp, who, well, never said no to any substance.
It's like the emo guy of Hollywood, I guess.
Right. Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, he fell asleep.
Oh, okay. I was like,
he's taking a nap.
For the first time in however long we've been doing podcasts, he's quiet. It's like, is something happening?
Nah, he's just watching porn.
Yeah, but you guys wanted to do a big anime discussion, and I was like, okay, well, I don't know any of these shows.
Well, I can keep going. Like, one of the first anime I ever saw was Lensman's Secret of the Lens, which I guarantee I'm the only one in this room.
You know, John knows.
I'm sure our audience is riveted.
Actually, Ryan, did you watch X with me back when we lived down there in Southern California?
X?
Yeah, there was just some weird anime OVA thing that I watched called X.
By the way, it has an amazing soundtrack.
And it was the first anime I actually had watched, other than, you know, little things way back when. But it was the first anime I ever watched that was like pure anime. And I watched it and I'm just like, what the fuck is this shit? This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And then I come back up here and John's like, oh, have you watched this anime? I'm like, dude, fuck anime. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I watched this thing called X. And he's like, oh, hold on. You mean this thing? And he points at a box set. I'm like, no, it was like one movie. And he's like, no, I actually watched the thing. And I watched the first damn episode. And I'm like, wow, now I understand what the fuck was going on in this whole thing. Because they didn't say nothing. In the OVA.
Yeah, so yeah, literally, they don't explain why they're fighting, why they're battling.
Who they are.
What they are, why are these mystical powers. And you literally watch the very first episode of the series, and it explains everything in like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and you're like,
30
oh!
minutes. The movie's like 2.5 hours long.
And you literally, at the end of watching the first episode, you're like, now I get the movie.
It's like, oh, this shit makes sense now.
And by the way, it's a series you never hear about anymore.
Yeah, it's not a bad actual series. It's not a bad series. It's just the OVA is actually, it's like watching the Helsing revamp stuff. Like, Helsing Plus?
Unlimited.
Unlimited, thank you.
So X the Movie, 1996, fantasy/thriller. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes. It seems like a 3-hour movie.
Because 2.5-hour, 3-hour long.
Because you're literally, because through half the movie, and at that point, I've seen a ton of anime, and you're trying to guess what happens.
Yeah, you're literally like trying to figure out who the hell these people are, what the heck's going on. It's like, I'm just going to start naming these people, and this is what their motives are, and they don't tell you anything.
It's hilarious, because you watch it, and you're like, dude, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. If you really want something that's like super overdramatic, like it's the soundtrack to it, the opening theme of it is like one of my favorite orchestral soundtracks. But it had so much ridiculous drama to an already super dramatic cartoon. It's amazing.
It's like watching the last episode of Neon Genesis. If you just watch the last episode of Neon Genesis, you will literally go, what the fuck is going on? I mean, even if you watch the whole thing Neon Genesis and you get to there, you're like, what the fuck is going on? You can understand it a little bit better.
No, I would say it's like watching a middle episode of Neon Genesis because you're not near the ending and you're not near the beginning and you have no idea what anything's happening.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end, he's like sitting there in a tree like, I'm going to rewrite everything.
So what was that?
If there's anything to take away from this, it's that anime is weird.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But one of the reasons I fell in love with anime, though, is besides the fact I really am, I'm an animation nerd, always loved animation styles, why I own so much personally, is I love the story. Anime, for some reason, and maybe because it's originally a comic book, you know, a lot of these are actually comic books or manga, is there's so much rich story. There's more stories in these. For a long time, they had more richer background and characters than in any like standard television show.
Well, I mean, if you're comparing it to kind of when anime, I guess, started in the underground here, which was the late 80s, early 90s, and, I mean, you had Dragon Ball, you had, can't I think of the car one right now? The Wachowski brothers did it. Why am I?
Speed Racer. Speed Racer was the 70s.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, but that was introduced to a lot of Americans as anime at the time. But I mean, what did you really have to that America was putting out? You really didn't have much. I mean, well, you had G.I. Joe.
I think. Well, I mean, if you're like comparing, I'm comparing story to story, though. If you compare, say, a 25 episode anime story to 25 episodes of most American televisions at the time.
What you mean, like Seinfeld?
Anything.
There was still a show about nothing.
Well, even it's Jackass. but it's just like, just story wise, there was so much more content to draw from. One of the reasons, in theory, the Marvel movie should be amazing because there's so much backstory to draw from, but they just kind of be repetitive tentpole movies that are incredibly predictable and boring.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't like the Marvel movies now. Fuck off.
I actually never really liked any of the
Iron Man movies. I got kind of burned out after the fourth, like, the, you know, Avengers 26. Chris Evans apparently just signed off as Captain America after 8 years. They just finished wrapping principal production on the latest Avengers movie, which I might actually watch because I'm curious how it ends.
I've been a fan of just about all of them.
One that I'm really a fan of is the Doctor Strange. They really did a fantastic job of it because, taking the Doctor Strange universe and the different dimensions that Doctor Strange passes through on a continuous basis is not an easy thing to do. And they did as far as I'm concerned, a fantastic job doing it.
I did wonder if they were going to
talk. Yeah, it was amazing. And you almost need that story just to continue on with, like, Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
And I am kind of curious if they'll ever get into the side effects of using magic. In the comic book, they talk about it.
Yeah,
how anytime you use magic, there's always
there's a cost.
Yeah, there's a cost. So, in one scene of one of the comic books, Doctor Strange is eating all this nasty looking food, and it's like the only thing he can eat type of thing. And somebody says, anytime another mage says, anytime I use magic, I have to kill a bunch of sheep type of thing.
Well, the one that I would like them to redo, but I think they should just leave it as an animation style that they've done, is Constantine. I like Constantine. I just don't like the one that they came out with, 10 years ago?
The Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves one. Well, the character was so wrong.
It's the concept that they went with wasn't terrible for a Constantine story. I think the way that they went about
I don't even think
filming
Keanu,
it. I don't think was a bad choice,
and I don't think even Keanu Reeves, in my opinion, is the last of the issues with the movie.
That's what I mean too,
because he doesn't look anything like Constantine's supposed to.
No, he doesn't. But
I think his
personality kind of fit the character.
I love the TV show guy.
I just think the direction and the filming. I think the filming of it was terrible.
The guy who played Constantine on the TV show, I really liked. I hated the TV show, but I really liked him. I thought he was spot on. I thought his accent, the snark level, I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, but that's another one. Like, I mean, as far as like, it's kind of like the Doctor Strange thing is he's dealing with different, more of like a spiritual basis, but still it's like different dimensions being pulled from.
See, my only thing is, I think in order to do it right, weather warning. Right. I think the only way to do Constantine is make it really dark, and I don't think they could do it for general audiences.
Well, they did. I mean,
because that was the one with Keanu.
Well, you
Reeves.
Have to make it dark, but you have to make him British and sarcastic.
Yeah, but well, the one with Keanu Reeves was pretty violent. I mean, it was.
Yeah,
they've done Deadpool, so if they do it to lat level, I mean, not like Deadpool, but hold it to the standard Deadpool has, they could do it if they were willing to. But I agree. It has to be a British guy. And by the way, the backstory...
And sarcastic. And you have to throw in the House of Mystery and all the other shit. I want to see Detective fucking Chim, okay?
I love... go to YouTube, type in Constantine backstory. His backstory, it's a pretty interesting backstory about his... Because they talk about his family history and his character. And it's pretty cool. I think that story, just like Doctor Strange, is really rich for another reboot.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was looking forward to. I don't know if they did more than one season or if there actually was a different one. But do you guys ever watch Legion?
Oh yes, I did.
I heard of it.
I did watch Legion. There is supposed to be another season. I haven't looked it up though. Legion is really cool.
But I like the character, and I like the way they were pulling it off in the show. It was getting fucking dope by the end of that first season.
Oh, dude, I was all excited for it. I mean, I was pissed that there wasn't more already.
Right.
But yeah, Legion is a really cool one if you guys haven't checked it out. And they're doing another one, too. I can't remember the name. I'm trying to remember the name of it. You know there's another one, right, Ryan? It's not Legion, but it's like the same universe, and it's like...
Was this The Gifted?
I think the name is The Gifted.
Is this like after the Legion movie type of thing?
No. This is like a... it takes place in the Marvel universe.
Because I know of the TV series, but never watched it.
Who's pulling them out, Ryan? I can't... In Legion, who's recruiting them? Is it... It's not... God, I can't remember
the name.
You know what I'm talking about.
Shit, I don't know who you're talking about because I'm kind of barely remembering any faces in that show.
Hang on, I'll put up. Okay, it's The Gifted is another one that's the Marvel universe. It's a bunch of basically, mutants type thing. Hold on, I'm pulling up Legion.
So according to this, that one's on FX, right? The Legion show?
Yes, I believe so.
So here's the description from, was it IMDb? That's a Google. See, David Haller is a troubled youth, is a troubled young man who was diagnosed with schizophrenia as a child, suffered from one psychiatric institution to the next in his early 30s. David met and fell in love with a beautiful but troubled fellow patient named Sid. After starting the encounter with her, he was forced to confront the shocking possibilities that the voices he hears and the visions he sees may actually be real. Dun, 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 and shenanigans.
Yeah, now I don't remember who's actually...
in the TV show?
There's a specific group that is pulling him, that is trying to manipulate him, control him type thing, and because his powers are basically on par with Professor X.
So he's a mutant?
Yes, he is a mutant, and he's a very strong telepathic abilities.
So the first season, Haller is saved by a group of mutants at a facility called Summerland,
yeah,
who explain that he is a mutant. Haller eventually discovers that his mind is infected by a parasitic mutant Shadow King.
And that's right. Yeah, it's the Shadow King. Thank you.
And is able to force the villain from his mind in the second season. Hollow returns after a year spent trapped in a mysterious orb. And his absent Summerland allies have joined forces with Division 3 to stop somebody's plan to find his real body. Okay.
But, yeah, the Shadow King is who I was trying to think of. So what, and it was, I was
isn't
to think
Shadow
of,
King somebody Xavier battles?
Uh-huh. Okay. That is who Xavier has a real battle with. And
locks him in away from his body.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what's going on. It's a, and oh, wow. If you guys don't know much about the Shadow King, he is a mutant that is very powerful in the telepathic abilities. Oh, and
there's only two seasons. There's only two seasons, yeah. And it's 19 episodes. Holy
yeah, it's
crap!
Really good though.
It's really short.
It is, but it's really good. And that's what I was trying to think of. For some reason, I'm thinking it was the Diamond Chick, whatever her name is.
So on the Gifted.
Yeah, it's another expanded Marvel Universe type thing.
So, number of seasons, 15 episodes. Stan Lee's the executive producer on this, according, but at this point it's probably name only.
Yeah.
Two ordinary parents take their family on the run from the government when they discover their child has mutant abilities and joins an underground community of mutants who have to fight and survive. At the end of the first season, several members of the underground leave to join the inner circle. So, is this the... God, what is the cartoon they have a name for? The mutants that never leave? Like, they live in, like, a sewer system.
Oh.
I don't remember their name.
God. Can't think of their name either. The...
You know
no, I don't think it's them. I don't think that one's them. Ryan, you know what he's talking about. The one that Storm battled and basically took over. She became, like, the leader of them.
That's it. Yeah.
Ryan? Whorebag?
I don't remember that either.
Does it start with a W? The
God, it's been such a long time since I've...
It's not Warg, it's like Warg...
There's a ton of producers on the show. I mean, it looks interesting. This is great air. A bunch of people trying to figure out what something was called.
Yeah.
The Morlocks.
That's a good pod right
That's
here.
It, the Morlocks. So, yeah, the Morlocks. Is it them?
I don't think it's them. I mean, I haven't watched it. I just knew about it. I haven't actually had time to sit down and watch the Gifted yet.
It says underground, which is the first thing I thought was if there's Morlock, because that would be badass, because it would be the first live-action appearance of them that I remember. They may have been on the original trilogy of X-Men, just not talked about.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? God, who's the chick who was the star from the cartoon? It was all about her. So the mutant... In the 90s cartoon, kind of useless powers.
Are you talking about
Jubilee? Yeah. Because it, you know. Because she
yeah,
was.
Yeah, she always got the shit end of the stick. Here, look at Sparkles.
Because she was actually in the original trilogy in one of the episodes, first or second one, but it was kind
was
of. A
she was
by.
A student.
Yeah.
She was a student at Xavier's school. But, yeah, she only had, like, barely even a line. I don't think she even had a line, just a word or something. They just basically said, oh, Jubilee, and she looks up, and that's it.
So, Legion, David Charles Haller, is a fictional superhero appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics. He is the mutant son of Professor Charles Xavier and Gabriella Haller. Interesting. I might, if I ever get time, which is not going to happen soon, I might have to check it out.
Yeah, it's actually a really curious. Good show. I actually enjoyed that show.
So. It looks interesting.
I would say this, and I think Ryan would concur. Legion, a couple episodes, it's boring.
So is it
short? Sure.
Huh? There's a couple.
Yeah,
episodes.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and but
it's backstory.
It pays off, man.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, so it's a slow burn.
There's like maybe two or three episodes that are really slow.
It's trying to set complicated things up, you know?
So but, is it the first couple episodes?
Well, what it's setting you up for when they do the slow episodes are the amount of brainwashing they put into him. That's basically what is going on in the basically the whole entire ward that he's in is they're basically trying to brainwash him and get him to... be their little puppet, basically.
So
there's a few episodes where he's sitting there trying to figure out what's real and what's not. And I mean, if you're filming that, that's going to be kind of a boring
show.
And
my question is, does the first episode grab you? Because that's always been a thing for me.
For me, it did. Now, I can't see
everybody. You know, for me as well, because I still think it was good storytelling, because at the very least you're intrigued enough to be like, what's going on here? What's all this about?
Yeah.
And it keeps your attention enough. And then, you know, you kind of follow this guy's psychosis in the first handful of episodes.
Yeah. And it gets really in depth. And that's what I mean. It's like, it's great storytelling, but for somebody who's more into like the fast paced type thing, you're not going to be as intrigued as you would hope to be. But as Ryan said, I mean, it really does pay off if you just kind of hang in there. But I remember there was a couple episodes I'm like sitting there and I'm like, all right, well, I just finished this one. Do I even want to bother with the next one? I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll go. I'll give it a go. But yeah, it's worth it at the end.
I'll have to add it to the bunch of stuff that I want to watch at some point.
I have not watched The Gifted, but I am intrigued enough. But for me, it's one of those that it's more of like a more network type of thing. And some of the more network ones, they do shit over the top. It doesn't really grab me as much as something that's had more effort put into it. I mean, writing style wise.
Yeah, well, yeah, more love put into it. Yeah. Less cookie cutter, less like, hey, we know this will make money because this is hot right now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But FX to me doesn't seem to do the sin of the alphabet networks, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm intrigued enough, but how much publicity has been put into The Gifted versus how much publicity is put into Legion? It seems more like there's CW money thrown at it to me.
Well, the question, could it be like the Chronicles of Riddick? Excuse me, Riddick. Well, they threw a bunch.
Chronicles of Riddick?
That is, if you pay attention. The Chronicles of Riddick, the second Riddick movie, if you pay attention to it, it's not as good as the first one because they threw so much money at it that it almost lost some of its flavor.
For the record, you do not have to pay attention to that movie to realize it's not as good as the fucking first one.
Well, I know, but I'm just adding because I even think the second one wasn't as good. But if you pay attention to it, it went from a very low budget movie that had really great story, an interesting character, and then they just threw a shit ton of money on it, a quasi good story. And I just don't think it was good. So it's kind of always been my example of too much money's a bad thing, because then you have to have a reason. Then you have to have a reason to want that move that much money in your next movie as a director. So you have to do okay. Let's do this and do this. Because if you don't use it all, you know, the Hollywood's gonna be like, well, I don't need to give you this much money this time.
Yeah.
When you may actually need it.
Yeah,
it's like the bureaucracy of government too.
Yeah. Because even the third one to me wasn't as good. I mean, I really didn't like Dave Bautista in that one. It's some of the last part of the movie sucked.
But
that wasn't Dave Bautista's fault. That was the writing in this movie.
When they have to release like an animation in between movies, to try to explain what's going on, which they actually did with the Chronicles of Riddick, if you have to pay attention.
That was years before, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they kind of did the same thing with The Matrix and The Animatrix. They threw little stories in between, and for me, that's like one of those things where it's like, oh, we didn't make enough money, let's just give these animators a little bit and see if we can make some more.
I don't remember when The Animatrix came out. Did it come? I thought it came out after the C thing was over.
It did. But it was trying to get you to go out and spend more money to get the more of the Matrix stuff. And I mean, I watched them both and it's just,
I have it somewhere.
I have it too somewhere. I just don't care. And I even have the cartoon Riddick thing in between somewhere too. It wasn't that great.
I'm more interested in the story the cartoon Riddick's told. I would have loved to seen a live action version of that.
I have them somewhere, but no.
I don't know. I only like the first Matrix, and even then, I haven't watched it since it came out, so I'm not quite sure how well it's aged.
Oh, those second and third one are better than you remember.
I actually like the second one more than I like the third one or the first one, because in my book, that's where they use more. That's kind of where Neo's getting more familiar with what his powers can do and things like that. And then also you get introduced to other characters that can manipulate the Matrix more. To me, that's right. the one that I enjoy the most.
Here's the thing is that aside from some of the janky fucking graphics they had, third one when they had just a straight up CGI fight,
That was horrible.
The story that they told was fucking amazing.
I will give you that. That was a great story.
I guess at some point I'm going to have to sit down and watch him again. I'm going to be
And you really have to take it as like, oh, this was the prototype for every Marvel movie that's being made right now. Like,
basically,
this is the real early days of what they were trying to do.
See, the weirdest thing is I've always tried to view movies of, you know, as the product of their time. You know, but
well,
but
remember, Matrix invented fucking bullet time.
Yeah, I mean, the Wachowskis were...
How many movies have ripped off that little move?
Hell,
Wanted.
How many video games?
Right, yeah.
Max Payne being the first one I remember. The movie sucked, though, unfortunately. So, I don't know, I'll have to watch The Matrix over again.
Just give it another shot.
I don't know. I'm so busy at this point in my life, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a chance to, because even watching certain movies takes me like takes me like 4 days to a week to watch, just because how busy and tired I am.
Yeah.
Hell, this takes me a day to edit and put up the show, just because how chaotic my life is. I edit it, leave it alone, upload it, leave it alone. Publish it, leave it alone. It's an all-day process. Just having a toddler is a blast, though. God.
More fun than editing videos? I doubt it.
Well, considering how many of the... See, I'm really happy, Ryan, that you're not physically in most of these, and I'd have to look at you for, like, 600 episodes.
Just put him in as a monkey.
Man, I'm trying to think of what interesting stuff to talk about, but there's so much shit in the news that's talking about the Supreme Court, and there's talk about rape, and it's
that's like, the big no, that's the big push.
I've been trying really hard to block it all out because there's only
not
so much.
Be able to. There's, I mean, that's all there is now.
Well, the problem is the cable news thing.
Put social media down.
All they're talking about is the same things over and over again. It's like, okay, tell me when you guys get something new to talk about, or like some something
Tom
new
Arnold
in the story.
Is doing a documentary trying to chase down Trump's racist comments. There you go.
I heard about that. it's Tom
I
Arnold.
I found out yesterday that Sam Rockwell was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990.
As what?
He was the smoking kid.
That's hilarious. Oh, I saw...
Yeah, do you remember that movie, Charney?
Yeah.
Yeah. John's watched it more than both of us combined.
I saw both of them in the theaters.
Okay, so do you remember when that one head thug kid was leading him through the Foot Clan hideout, and he asked him for cigarettes, and he's like, regular or menthol?
Yes, yes.
That's fucking Sam Rockwell.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't have known that if he hadn't told me. I mean, I could even watch the movie, and I'd be like,
Right. So
yeah, I
they won't
to
do
be
that now.
Galaxy Quest last night, which is a fucking great movie, by the way. It was just kind of scrolling through IMDb, looking at the cast credits and stuff, and scrolled through Sam Rockwell's early stuff, and I'm like, Ninja Turtles, what the fuck? And then I had to go find a screenshot of it, and I'm like, no fucking way.
So for the first time in my life, I kind of want to see a movie where a guy talks to a fish.
You know, I actually saw the trailer yesterday.
And I'm not talking about The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
But I mean,
that was going to be my suggestion.
Because it looks...
He likes that movie.
I actually own that movie. But I'm a Don Knotts...
I love
that
fucking movie.
I like Don Knotts. And if you don't like Don Knotts, you can suck it.
I like Don Knotts, but I don't like that movie.
I love that movie. It's better than The Apple Dumpling Gang.
I don't like that movie.
You know what
either.
I got my girlfriend to watch the other day was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Really?
Oh, that movie drags.
Oh, fuck you. That movie's awesome.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't disagree, because I completely love the aesthetic of the movie. It's just there's some slow parts in the movie.
So beautiful.
I mean, did you make her watch Goonies next, too?
One of the most fucking gorgeous movies.
So have you seen the
trailer? Goonies does not hold up.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Aquaman movie?
I have. I want to see it.
Ryan?
I saw a screenshot, but no, I didn't see the trailer.
Check out the trailer.
Considering you're the fanboy, I want to know what you think.
Yeah, but I'm also the fanboy that tries to avoid trailers. But I'll watch it. I'm not precious about fucking Aquaman.
Actually, I agree, man. I just...
I was really hoping you were going to die on that sword. I'm not watching it. It's going to be a great movie.
No, Star Wars, you know, I really tried to hold out for Justice League, and I did, although I don't know if I would have been more or less disappointed having watched all the shit beforehand. I probably would have been more hyped up and therefore more disappointed.
You know what I think would have happened is you would have saw it and you'd be like, it looks like a crappy movie, but I still want to see it. And you would have enjoyed it knowing the fact that it was going to be a bad movie.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah, you're probably fucking right.
Because looking at the trailer, you're like, oh my God.
Well, I mean, the thing is I loved all the visuals, you know, it was just kind of the Justice League, they were trying to pay off what they did with Wonder Woman and Batman versus Superman. So I get why they went the direction they did with the story. You know what I mean? It was really my distaste of Batman versus Superman that colored my distaste for Justice League.
I actually thought for the Justice League movie, because I haven't seen the whole thing, I've seen half of it.
I liked it.
I actually thought what they should have done for the whole DC thing, I think they needed a couple of more movies. I think they should have introduced Cyborg with his own standalone movie, because then I think at least you would have a little bit more information, a little bit more wanting, because I agree with Ryan. Superman versus Batman really tainted me on it, because it's a fucking Batman that kills. That alone pissed me off enough.
Yeah.
So I think they should have done a couple of more movies, because Cyborg to me is the most interesting character that you don't really get to see. He's always been a throwaway character, almost always an ancillary character. I wanted a standalone movie because he was.
Well, maybe he'll get his own thing if they do like a Teen Titans, you know.
I wouldn't mind seeing Raven.
Aren't they doing a Teen Titans?
I know, right?
They are.
Is it a live action or a cartoon? I know they're doing one.
It's going to be live action.
Because
I mean, they have to do.
Kind of this kind of shit.
But they have to explain the difference between Tim Drake and Dick Grayson.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Because, I mean, Grayson is not...
But they've done a lot of, like, animated movies. The animated movies are straight-to-DVD kind of shit. You know?
True.
But they do... But the animated movies...
Speaking of straight-to-DVD animated shit, did you guys happen to see... I don't know if you guys pay attention to the DC animated universe like I do with all the movies that they've been coming out with. They just recently did Superman Doomsday.
Like, yes, I
maybe
haven't
3
seen
months
it
ago it came out.
I it's haven't seen it yet.
Dope.
Is
and
it?
They just did The Death of Superman too.
Yeah. I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the one they did with Wonder Woman is still probably my favorite. I mean,
that was one of the best. That oh, was my God, it was so good.
I have never seen that many decapitations in any
film. I would say
any film.
I would say even the Wonder Woman live-action movie was amazing compared to the other ones.
Fucking Wonder Woman movie. It was great.
Because I wonder if they're going to do any more, because you can't compete with the Marvel movies. It was really late, and they screwed up I don't care about Superman, but you screwed up the Batman character. And Ben Affleck, basically, you know, whether it was his health problems or whatever, because he just got out of rehab, he dropped out. So, and they stopped doing the Dark Universe because how bad the Mummy movie did. It's fucking Tom Cruise. You bastards always think Tom Cruise is going to make the movie sell. It's not.
But I hate to
say
this.
But it does.
And Ryan, I think we already covered this, but the Batman one wasn't Ben Affleck's fault.
No.
Nope.
No.
I hate to say that, too.
I know, because I was so used to giving him shit for everything.
I know.
But you know what? Other than because he did movies like Geely and fucking Paycheck, and it's like, dude, are you really just to do movies the rest of your life just to get money and that's it? Like, fuck craft and fuck the art.
Yeah,
like, come on.
He did do that one right before he did Batman. I can't think of the name of it, but it was a really good one.
See, but the problem is with the Lord of the Rings movie, I came in that thinking with Elijah Woods that the motherfucker who made North is going to be, a hobbit. And then I came into that movie expecting to hate it, and it was like, wow!
Oh, Gone Girl.
I don't hate this
movie.
Oh,
Gone Girl. Yeah.
That was a fantastic film. You know, and even Argo. I'll give you Argo and Gone Girl.
Yeah, Argo was fucking dope. That was a good movie. I'll give. fucking town, dude. Have you guys seen the town?
Oh, the town is pretty good. It's not one of my favorites. It's
the
more...
town was just a damn cool heist movie.
It was.
I remember James really panning that movie in one of the Real Flix Reviews arguments.
Yeah, I mean,
you gave him a lot of shit for liking that movie.
Yeah, but if
I mean, on a lot of shit.
If you take all of Ben Affleck's
career,
that's
an enjoyable flick.
That's what I'm comparing it to. All of Ben Affleck's career wasn't his worst choice.
Yeah, see, but I came in... I came in.
But Argo and Gone Girl, I will tell you people to go watch.
See, I came in expecting to hate Ben Affleck. I didn't hate him, really. Yeah. I mean, it's just like Elijah Woods and like, Everything is Illuminated. You talk about The Hobbit. You expect to hate him, and you see it, and you're like, you know... The guy can act when he's not being fucking North, and the kid from Flipper, and he can actually act when he gets the right role.
Hey, North was the shit.
You're the only one.
Come on, Bruce Willis, dude.
I'm still thinking, like, I mean, I'd rather go with the good son.
Bruce Willis played like 9 different characters in that movie.
So he did it before Eddie Murphy. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, Ben Affleck, I think the issue with that is I think Ben Affleck could have done a good role if they made it really like what is it?
Nolan?
No, it's the Batman comic book where Batman's really old. He's going against Superman.
Oh, I can't think
he
of
made, If they made it similar to that, that style Batman, I think he could have done a good job because that's what his suit looked like.
That's true.
The writing was bad. The bad guy, the main character, was lame, and the Batman versus Superman fight was incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, talk about
I don't
Superman.
Know. Well, you know what? It's fucked up because I've seen it better. You know what I mean? Dark Knight Returns was like, oh, okay, well, this was obviously the definitive story on this. And I get that you took different elements from different stories and a lot of it was taken from, you know, Dark Knight Returns. But when I have even just like the animated version to compare it to, it's like, okay, well, I'd just rather watch that.
So I think what they need to do is what they did with Star Trek. They need to let it, they just need to do 5 years with no Batman thing and then reboot it and do a decent job. Because every time every time you do a reboot, now I'm always comparing it to Nolan's, which is the most grounded Batman movie ever. Or to Michael Keaton's, which has that really amazing gothic feel. I mean, I don't think it aged as well.
You mean the Tim Burton?
Yeah, the Tim Burton, the one with Michael Keaton's Batman. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, you got to give Tim Burton credit on that. I mean, he's the one that took Batman and turned him dark.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love them. I love the feel of the movie.
And, I would like to point out that he's the one that took Batman and turned him dark with a comedian. Michael Keaton was not doing dramas before that shit.
I understand that, but what I'm giving Burton credit on is that he took Batman from Bat-Pap-Zap to a darker version that was closer to what the comic books were.
But so basically he did is he made Batman Tim Burton. Because he had that, he had that aesthetic already.
I mean, that's what he did, and then you had all these kids that were like, I don't want this comedic...
Yeah.
Batman anymore. I don't want the Adam West, which, don't get me wrong, Adam West is Adam West and whatever.
Legend.
But you went from that to, you know, the Batman the Animated Series, which is like the pinnacle. Every fan of Batman is a fan of the Batman Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically.
I agree. I think that the problem with Batman versus Superman is it was somewhere in between the Christopher Nolan and the Tim Burton, and it was a mashup that just didn't mix, at least not to me. I mean, because there were parts where the Batman's like, oh, I love this scene, like the scene where they were together rescuing was it Superman's mom or whatnot, and the Superman in the Batman versus Superman, they were rescuing somebody from a warehouse.
I have, like, pushed that out of my brain.
They were rescuing somebody from the warehouse. That to me was the best scene in the movie. You know, it just, I don't know, it's just a bad movie.
I don't know. I think I agree with you that they just need to stop. I mean, it's basically like what they did with the Hulk. I mean, how many films came out in like a short span of time just trying to revamp the Hulk story?
The problem, what they need to learn is a standalone Hulk movie, just unless you're doing Planet.
I mean, you almost killed Connolly's career.
Where, unless you do a Planet.
You basically did.
No, that dude killed his own career.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the chick, Jennifer Connelly.
Oh.
whatever it is.
See, the problem is the Hulk is just not a movie that sells. They've done a bunch of them. I mean, the problem is that they just need to realize, okay, yeah, he's going to be...
Jennifer Connelly, the 2003 one with freaking... what's his name?
Was it Eric Bana?
Yeah, but it also had Tim Roth as the bad guy.
Yeah, I just... Yeah, that's the issue is the fact that Hulk, unless you're doing Planet Hulk, I don't think you could have the Hulk sell a movie, support a movie on its own. I
forgot Sam Elliott's in that one.
What do you think, Ryan?
No, they tried too many times. We've all been burned. There's no way they're going to redo that. For a long time.
Would you be good with like a Planet Hulk where it's not, you know, it's not on Earth. It's, I don't know if you've seen the cartoon Planet Hulk. I think they could do that.
No, because I think the best they can possibly do is what they already did with Thor Ragnarok. And they just made it like a buddy comedy with Thor and Hulk. Sorry, that was perfect. That one.
I see what you're saying.
I want them to do one where they fight, where, you know, his family starts fighting Wolverine. That would be a fun one. But
that's what I'm saying. Give me Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
They can't. You got to let him retire. You got to let Logan retire.
You really got to let him go. Let him rest.
Logan now hit Wolverine came back in the comics, and now his claws are heated.
I didn't need to know that.
I just saw a YouTube clip of it. I'm going to have to watch it again because I was laughing. It's like, now eat Julianne's fries. It's like an infomercial. You have ice cream. You can't get a retainer. Ching, ching. Wolverine can help.
You killed him.
Gentlemen, I got to get out of here. I got to get the girlfriend staring at me. I want to eat dinner.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan, Johnny, James, Stephen, Ryan, and Preston, as always, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.